Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest up is Sammy Azuz. He's president of Heritage Financial Services. Sammy, welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to the chat.
I should say the remote version of Radio Entrepreneurs, and just to let our viewers and listeners know, that is not a set in the background. That is your actual book collection, and we're all very impressed by it.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. I didn't set it up like this. This was just the way my home office looked before this all started. So I appreciate that.
You know, I know entrepreneurs read a lot, but they're not usually scholarly. You know, it's a lot of it is from the hip and from the heart. And but I see you cover both ends.
I enjoy reading, and it's something I've been able to do a little bit more during this downturn. So it's been good.
Excellent. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about you, your company, Heritage Financial, what it is that you guys do?
Sure, absolutely. Heritage Financial is an independent wealth management firm. And what that means is basically we're an employee-owned, locally-owned firm. We've been around for 25 years. And we help people who are serious about their finances build smart, cost-effective portfolios paired with a lot of detailed financial planning. So basically, what are you looking to accomplish? Let's get to know you. Let's build a trusting relationship and build a portfolio linked to your financial plan, and make sure along the way we're dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. And so, we run the gamut. We work with a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, corporate execs, physicians. People come to us when they want to get serious and need a little bit more advice than what they've been getting, or have been doing it on their own.
And would you typically work with a broker? You guys are not brokers, or you work in conjunction with brokers? How does that work?
Yeah, so as an independent registered investment advisor, we are not brokers. We're RIA, so we custody our client accounts at different custodians that handle the trading and the processing. Currently, right now, we custody primarily with Charles Schwab. But since we're not brokers, we're not commissioned to sell anything. We don't sell insurance or investment product. We're a fee-only platform.
So you take your client's best interest, irrespective of what that investment might look like.
Yeah, so the fiduciary model is you are taking your client's best interests at heart. You're not just trying to recommend something that's suitable, but there may be a conflict or a reason why you're recommending it from a additional business purpose. You're trying to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client. You're not always going to be right, but it's the platform and what's in our DNA is that objective fiduciary-based approach.
So these have been obviously challenging times for a lot of people. And what have you experienced over the last several months in terms of either, from a macro perspective, what clients are asking you, what you're seeing? The market certainly, if you take the long view, has gained back a lot of the loss that happened early on. Sure. But I think there's probably a lot of people who are still concerned. Obviously, there's huge numbers of unemployment. How do you continue to fund a portfolio? Those types of things. So tell us what your view is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think because there is a lot of uncertainty and things are happening right now at warp speed, we have the fastest decline ever, followed by the best month we've had in 33 years. And how do you process that at the same time that you're stuck in your house and you see all this economic shutdown going on, not to mention obviously the very serious health issues and loss of life. And, from our standpoint and from my standpoint, the best way to guard against being whipsawed like that is to put money where it belongs. Money that you're not going to need for a decade plus, you can ride out this craziness all the time because it is going to be exposed to what the market has historically done over an extended period of time, which is deliver good returns. Money that you need in the short term for a college tuition payment in a couple months or, for whatever purpose that is earmarked really for short-term spending shouldn't be, tied up in all of this market volatility. So if you put money where it belongs and you stay disciplined, you can avoid kind of getting whipsawed and making a bad decision in times of extreme stress like we're seeing. There's no doubt. I mean, the market had the fastest pullback it's ever had. This was 10 times faster, I believe, than the 2008 decline. And then, as I mentioned, it was, turned around pretty quickly. We don't know if the market bottoms are in. But if you stay proactive and take advantage of the buying opportunities as you see them, so we did buy a lot of stocks for clients in March. And if you start to trim after the markets run up and try and stick to your long-term discipline, you should be okay in the long run and avoid kind of the paralysis analysis that you can get during times of extreme stress.
So were you finding that a lot of your clients in the early days were in panic sell mode, and obviously never a good idea to sell when things are down unless you need to take losses. But is that generally what you saw? Was people wondering or just, you know, again, a lot of unemployment. I would imagine there's some people that are your clients that were affected directly by that. Sure. So what were some of the common early signs that you saw or questions that you saw?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you do get a lot of questions when markets decline. We haven't seen a decline like this for 12 years. And again, you know, the velocity with which it happens and how it happened. We were doing a lot of conversations with clients, probably talking 10, 12 times a day to folks. We do meet with our clients quarterly, so they're fairly up to speed on kind of our thinking and our long-term approach. But we wanted to update them in real time and, you know, remind them of some of the things that I just talked to you about and why we've positioned the portfolio the way that we did and what our game plan is going forward. You want to touch base and say, look, if the market goes this way, this is what we think we're going to do. If the market goes this way, this is our sense of things. Has anything changed in your life? As you mentioned, you know, any layoff, furlough, cash income, you know, gone down? Has your business been impacted to the point where we should kind of revisit the mix and maybe set some money aside that you didn't think you were going to need in the short term and pull it out of this? But assuming nothing's changed, let's just see how you're doing. How's your family doing? And let's, you know, let you know what our game plan is. And most clients find that pretty reassuring.
Tell us about the process of engagement and what that typically looks like with the client. How does that begin? You talked about the planning phase. What does that look like?
Yeah, so, you know, when you're working with a firm like ours and you're trying to find the right advisor, you're really trying to build a very long-term relationship. You know, you don't want to be bouncing around between investment strategies and planning approaches. You want to find something that you can stick to for the long run because investment styles come in and out of favor and you do need to stay kind of committed to the path that you take. So what we do to help folks make what we think is a very important lifelong decision is we take them through a 3-meeting process where we're not charging for this process. We're getting to know them. We're trying to figure out what their goals and aspirations are. We're building a complete picture of their finances. We're building a financial plan, a cash flow model for them. We're reviewing their current portfolio. And we're recommending very concretely exactly what we would do as the planning priorities going forward and how exactly we would manage the portfolio differently from what they would want. And it's really only after that third meeting is done where we've spent probably hours together, and we've given them a complete financial plan and a complete investment strategy for them to digest, that they have to figure out whether or not we're the right fit for them. You know, we like doing it that way. We want to make sure that their goals and you know, objectives are things that we can help them with, and we want them to see us in action so they're, you know, not having to make an uninformed and quick decision.
So it sounds like you guys obviously invest a fair amount in the relationship up front, show that you've got, you know, I take it, good listening skills, yeah. Can build that plan that aligns with what your client's goals are, and then you engage with them. So it's a pretty significant investment on your part. Now, what are some of the things, I would imagine that a lot of people have, I don't know, fear, anxiety associated with, obviously, either pulling back the covers and showing what they've been doing, whether it's been independent and or disengaging from prior advisors. So what are some of the challenges, if you will, that clients, prospective clients come to you with, and how do you help them overcome those types of things?
Yeah, so I think it's this great observation. For one thing, it's a lot of work on their part to gather all that information and data. So they're putting just as much work in on the front end as we are. So we definitely appreciate the effort and them attacking that. You know, what we found, and I think this matches up with industry research, is 3 out of 4 people who hire an advisor are hiring them for the first time. So they're working with somebody initially, either because, you know, they don't want to do it themselves anymore, or they've never gotten around to it. So in that,
that's an amazing opportunity, by the way. Obviously, you know, it's really incredible.
You're not unwinding a pre-existing relationship most of the time. You're just trying to explain how your model works and how it would be beneficial for them. But yeah, some of the things you see in that, I don't think people love putting budgets together for the first time. There are people who say, yeah, I've got a budget. It's in Excel. I can email it to you this second. They pull it up on their phone and it's in our inbox. And then there's some where I joke. I say, look, here's the budget worksheet. I'll give you a bottle of wine. Work on it with your spouse, and please don't be mad at me while you're doing it. So there are pieces of information that are harder to get sometimes than others, but I think by the time they come to us and they're willing to invest that much effort into putting stuff together, they're pretty engaged. They're pretty excited to move forward.
And I imagine it's a pretty enlightening process. I mean, there's the people who are buttoned up and really aware of things, but a lot of people who probably, you know, once they go through the inventory, job of inventorying their assets, are kind of surprised. And in a good way, often, I hope. You know, I think people tend to forget what they have as opposed to, you know, thinking that they have more than they actually do. And maybe that's the optimist that thinks that they have more than they actually do.
But they tend to say things like, they breathe a sigh of relief that they've got everything organized, put in place. You know, why didn't I do this sooner? That type of vibe does come across, which is obviously music to our ears, because you know, we're a 35 person firm. Everybody in our firm got into this business basically to help clients and navigate financial issues, which can be very stressful and challenging.
Excellent, Sammy. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
So our website, heritagefinancial.net. is the company site. My email address is sazzouz@heritagefinancial.net. I also have a blog if they're interested in learning more about my views on personal finance. It's thebostonadvisor.com. And I also have a book out, Beyond the Basics, which is geared toward helping individual investors, you know, take their finances to the next level. Beyond the Basics, available on Amazon. There's also some information to it on the blog. And I post quite frequently on Twitter at Sam Azouz. Those are all the ways I can think of that people can get in touch with me.
Excellent. You sound like a very active guy, and certainly impressive that you've read all those books on top of everything else that you've got going on. So it's been a real pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs, and look forward to catching up with you again. Our guest has been Sammy Azouz of Heritage Financial Services. And thank you for coming on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan. This has been great. I really appreciate it.
And we'll be right back with another guest on Radio Entrepreneurs.